Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Oops. Oops, my bad. Party at the bodega. It doesn't matter how long it takes me to do it. I'm still do it. I will still do it. Sorry. Told you I speak different languages, man. But doesn't matter. You still understand. It's your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing? My back that I was gone for a little bit. I'm told you I'm dealing with things. I'm going to always do the podcast. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? I have to deal with everything. I got to take my time and deal with everything accordingly. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to tell you too much of my business, but, you know, I'm handling business. That's all I'm doing, all right? I love doing the podcast. Of course, I'm going to let you know what the hell is going on. I had some other news, but I let it linger too long. I could have been put it out. I could have been posted the news. I had like a whole episode. I could have posted it, but I let it linger. It was talking about the flood in Dubai, and I forgot what else. There were some other stories that happened, like in the state of Florida, I believe. There was a mom that had like a little 10-year-old boy, and he was at a daycare center or something. I think I put that story out already. If I didn't, that means I had deleted it. I think I put it out, but I don't think so. But she had like a 10-year-old, and one of the daycare teachers were like messing with him. And she put like a lawsuit against the freaking school district. But I still followed up with that particular incident to see if there was any other updates, but it wasn't. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then, what else? But, man, it's old. I already deleted it. I'm not trying to remember that shit. Fuck it, we're going to keep it moving. There was something else. Matter of fact, let me pull it up on the computer real quick. There was some, because I want to read all the details. Because I got a microphone with a screen on it. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all don't know nothing about these things right here. Where my goddamn Instagram, man? Oh, shit. Hold up. All right. The President Biden, right, officially signs the TikTok ban to law. The app must, the media giant platform must find a new owner within 270 days or be banned across the country permanently. All right. It must find a new owner. When it says find a new owner, find a new American owner. You see what I'm saying? That's what they want. And basically, they want to control the premises on how TikTok operates. That's all they want to do. They want to control who can go viral and who can't go viral. Who can have a whole bunch of followers and who can't have a bunch of followers and stuff like that. They're just trying to control that right there in particular. I know that for a fact. You see what I'm saying? People don't give a damn about that shit. You see what I'm saying? The American Constitution is like, it's almost like a lie, bro. They're trying to lie. It's a lie. It's not they trying. They lying to us. You know, we don't have no First Amendments over here. All right. They're controlling who can go viral and who can't go viral. They have a way to control it. They have a freaking software, a malware program. It's deeper than malware, but it's a program. It's almost like an AI program. It filters out. I hate to use the word filter because I'm not trying to say filter the people. The people, there's nothing filthy about the people out there. But it's almost like a filter where it collects the data and it shows who can go viral, who they want to go viral. It's not just because you say something profound and something that's real and it's ethical. Just because you say something that's truthful to the whole economy of people, they don't want that. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking for somebody to control the media, a puppet, damn near, you know. Okay, that person is saying something wild, and that person go viral, and they have a whole bunch of followers. They like a media personality now, and now everybody's watching them and shit like that. But the people are now shrewd on what's really going on behind these closed doors, these back deals that they do, all right? Behind closed doors. You understand what I'm saying? Because this shit right here is crazy. Straight up. Like, that right there, It's annoying as fuck, nigga. I don't like none of that shit right there. The President Biden officially signs the TikTok ban into law. App must find a new owner within 270 days or be banned across the country permanently. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to control that shit. Nigga, bro, I'm going to keep it G with you. I meet people on Instagram. I got Instagram friends. I call my Instagram friends. I don't even go live. I used to go live on Instagram, but it be people that be trying to jump on the live and shit like that. Sometimes an ex-girlfriend pop up on the live and shit, so I don't even get on the live like that. Like, I could go live on TikTok because I got enough followers to go live on TikTok. It's just, I have no use to jumping on live right now. If I feel like going on live, I go live. You see what I'm saying? I probably, like, live is damn near me doing this podcast, this audio podcast right here. Because I know audio podcasts work because people freaking got a 9-to-5 job and they got to freaking do their things and they need something to listen to. So, you know, all of the time, this whole time that I had the freaking Instagram, the Instagram, I always post something crazy and people jump on it. I done had like 100, 200 likes before. Sometimes I don't get that much likes. You see what I'm saying? And then I have a whole bunch of people that be just following me. And then I have a whole bunch of people that unfollow me. That's how it is. I can never get past 1,000 followers on fucking TikTok. But guess, I'm not TikTok, I'm talking about Instagram. Excuse me, I meant to say Instagram. But straight up, a female, a little girl could have 10,000 followers, or a female that look good have 10,000 followers. She ain't even talking about nothing. She just being 9 out of 10 sexual or exploiting her body in some sort. You get what I'm saying? So that's what you have on freaking TikTok, on Instagram, not TikTok. I keep mixing the two. I mean to say Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, which is now known as X. You got that shit right there. Those people, like, it's all American run. YouTube is sensitive too. I got a YouTube account. Like, they sensitive on the things that I talk about. Like, another YouTuber could talk about it, but I can't talk about it. You know why? Because I don't have no followers on YouTube versus somebody who has freaking 12,000 or 15,000 followers on YouTube. They're probably permitted to say certain things that I definitely can't. If I say it, I'm going to get in trouble, I'm going to get straight and potentially lose my motherfucking account. That's just how it works and stuff like that. And then you got these goddamn, these are all American owned companies. You got Facebook, YouTube. I use, what's the one called? Rumble. I used Rumble before, but Rumble takes forever to upload content. You could upload like a 1 minute content, but I guess they have a way where if you don't have that much followers, you don't get that much of the, how you call it? I forgot the word. You don't get all of the nicks that come with it. You see what I'm saying? The good stuff that come with it. If you don't have no followers, so, you know, I guess the software, the platform is not going to work too much on your interest when you're trying to upload 10, 20-minute content, because 10, 20-minute content is equivalent to a lot of fucking uploading. It's a lot of it's a lot of data. It's a lot of WAV file, not MP3, but it's a WAV file. So when you uploading content that's freaking 10 minutes, 20 minutes long, it's a big file you uploading to the freaking software. You get what I'm saying? You uploading, you recorded 20 minutes. Is you talking to one of your friends on the phone, right? You recorded it on your laptop, right? You see what I'm saying? And then it looks like it's good content. Oh, let me upload this on Rumble, right? That file, that WAV file right there is 20 minutes. It's going to take forever for you to upload that shit on the goddamn, on the Rumble. It's going to take forever. It might take 2-3 days, depending on your internet. If you got good internet, it might take a whole day. It still might take a couple of days. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how it works if you got 20, 50,000 followers. I don't know how it works then. I don't know if they give you some perks. That's what I was trying to say earlier. I don't know if you get perks if you get freaking got 50, 70, 100,000 followers. I don't know. Because it works. Some social media platforms work like that. YouTube is a social media platform. It's not just YouTube where it shows videos. It's still a social media platform because you could download it just like an app, just like any other app. All right? So that's what I'm trying to show you, bro. Like, they trying to control this shit on TikTok. Trying to make you understand. They trying to control what you say on TikTok. That's what they want. There's a bunch of TikTok. There's a bunch of TikTok influencers. There's TikTok influencers everywhere. You know, they've been popping up everywhere. There's so many TikTok influencers. They got so many followers and stuff. There's so many TikTok influencers. And TikTok is just like YouTube in a sort of way. But guess what? The biggest difference between, there's a whole bunch of difference between YouTube and TikTok. But there is some similarities as well. Because the freaking TikTok is like a miniature version of what YouTube is. YouTube, you can watch documentaries from YouTubers and stuff that's 2 hours long. You can't do that on freaking TikTok, but you can watch a documentary on TikTok for 5 minutes long or 10 minutes long. You know, there's people that actually go on TikTok and give you a 5 minute documentary of what's going on. There's YouTubers that actually do that. They give you the visuals, they give you their synopsis, their opinions on the matter, on whatever they posting. You get what I'm saying? So they do the same thing. It's the same thing with YouTube, but the TikTok is a mini version. And there's been so many influencers coming out of the media giant platform called TikTok. There's too many influencers. So, you know, and it's a lot of them are from America. And they're getting influenced. They're getting the followers. And they're getting these perks. And they're getting perks like they're getting paid now. And they don't like that. America doesn't want that shit. America doesn't want no fucking influencer getting a whole bunch of money and getting freaking, because, you know, people get paid on the internet. You can have a super chat. You can have people donating to your Cash App because you can freaking put your Cash App on profile on your freaking TikTok, and you can say, "Man, donate to me, man. I like doing this stuff." And if you absolutely got the love to the content that you posting and you talking to the people and you conversing with people, you socializing with people that you never met before over the internet. You never met this person before. They just follow you and they like the stuff that you posting and stuff. Now you got followers and things of that nature, and you preaching. You're not preaching. Like, I'm just using the word preach. You just freaking telling your story, or you telling how you feel, what's going on in your country and your goddamn subdivision, and people are following you and shit like that. They don't want to see that shit. They don't want that problem. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to show you. You see, they're trying to take control of the TikTok. You see? Banning the TikTok is going to cause a lot of problems and stuff like that. And America is showing its ugly face on what it truly is, all right? And I could actually talk about that. I could say that because America got ugly ways about itself. This is not the greatest country in the world. Newsflash. If you believe that this is the greatest country in the world, you're an idiot. You're just a sheep. You see what I'm saying? You can't think outside the box. You're not smart enough to keep up with this conversation that I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm keeping it G with you, dog. You see what I'm saying? I know this freaking episode is a little bit different today, but I gotta let you know what the fuck going on, bro. Real shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck, bro. Fuck that shit. Straight up. Dog, I'm telling you, this country is not a great country. This country got a whole fucking mask over your face and you can't see you. You blind as shit, bro. They do back behind the door deals and shit like that. They done fucked up a whole bunch of countries in the fucking Southern Americas. Goddamn, America is the biggest freaking opiate consumer worldwide. All the drugs, all the cocaine, marijuana comes here because we're the biggest consumer, dog. America has a built-in industry for correctional facilities and state penitentiaries and shit like that. This is a big business and stuff like that on criminal law and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? The miseducation that we have in our country because the kids that we are producing are not properly educated. That's why we have so much criminality and stuff. This is basically reverting back to what it really started in the beginning as slavery. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what the fuck that I'm saying, bro? Because sometimes I feel like I got to repeat myself and I got to tell you exactly what the fuck it is. Straight up, you're not in the land of the free, all right? You're in the land of the brave, but if your brave might get you in trouble, you might go to the penitentiary or you might make it just like these fucking fucked up ass politicians that are freaking governing laws and legislating these fucking nonsense laws that we are having today. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Because sometimes I feel like I'm not properly articulating what I'm supposed to say to you so you can understand. But I'm trying to make sure that you understand what the fuck I'm saying. And excuse my French because, bro, I'm telling you, they're trying to control. There ain't no First Amendment speech here. There's none at all. There's no First Amendment speech at all. Because they're trying to control the TikTok. There's too many influencers, too many TikTok influencers that went big. They big dogs now. They part of the media now. You see what I'm saying? So come on. You got a bunch of YouTubers and now you got a whole community of TikTok bloggers now. You got TikTok personalities. You got TikTok freaking content creators that's out there and they got a shitload of followers. And they have grievances with their country called the United States, even though that they are American. They still got grievances because you got all of this nonsense that's going on. There's always some type of freaking propaganda or an idea on how to run this country and how to keep the poor, keep them being poor, and how the rich keep being rich and shit like that and stuff. Look at some of these subdivisions. Some of these poor ass subdivisions, these neighborhoods are fucked up places to live at. They don't have no proper education. Everything is slum. Everybody's poor. People are doing drugs and shit like that. There's a reason why this is happening, all right? And the people are not to blame. There's only one entity to blame here, the government, bro. Straight up, period. Because the government does this back behind the closed door deals. And you got big companies. Big pharma companies, for example, the NRA, which is the fucking gun administration, not the gun administration, but the people that sells guns and stuff like that, the National Rifle Association, freaking, you got big pharma, big tech, you got big companies that control the government, you know, and the agenda that they have, and some of you people, you're in the way and they're gonna get you the fuck out of the way. They don't need no influencer freaking getting the people to start using their brains and then now the people starting to unite against a system that is freaking destroying humanity. You get what I'm saying? I know I'm gonna break this shit down more and more as I go with these episodes, all right? I done reinvented myself a little bit here because I was like, bro, I want to tell the news, but I want to tell the news in a different way, and I got to tell the news in a certain way, all right? So this the main shit that I'm talking about here is that the President Biden officially signs the TikTok ban into law. The app must find a new owner within 270 days or it will be banned across the country. You see what I'm saying? That's the main shit the niggas is talking about. That's what I'm talking about. There's too many influencers. There's too many freaking artists starting to grow a following off of TikTok. That's what's going on. TikTok is like a whole different thing, all right? It's a whole different vibe. It's nothing like Instagram, and it's nothing like Twitter. I forgot the X. You know, it's nothing like Twitter. It's nothing like goddamn Telegram. It's its own thing. And now, guess what? The country wants TikTok to be sold to an American company, bro. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, you can't see the propaganda between those guidelines right there. Tell me, if you don't understand what the fuck is going on, you're going to be lost, bro. You see what I'm saying? That's why education is messed up in America, and they did it on purpose, bro. They always had a plan to deal with this fucking country, and that's the shit that I'm trying to break down to you. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving with some other shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always tell the news, but this is like one of the biggest things, all right? The United States is trying to control who goes viral and who can't. I promise you, that's why they forcing TikTok to be sold to an American company, all right? Real shit. There's more people that's going on the freaking chat too, on the comments and stuff like that. That's what I'm reading right now. Hold up, man. Let's get into some other news. All right. Let me give you another article. This one is on Russia. Russia arrests another suspect in the concert hall attack that killed 144 people. They arrested some people. A Moscow court has detained another suspect as an accomplice in the attack by gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people in March. The Moscow City Court Telegram channel stated on Saturday, all right, a news source channel, all right, attack. Moscow court has detained another suspect as an accomplice in the attack by gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people in March. The Moscow City Court's news sources Telegram channel stated on Saturday. All right. Dizhamakhan Kabarnov. That's how you say his name. I don't know how you say his name. Dizhamakhan Kabanov, a citizen of Tajikistan, is accused of providing the attackers with means of communication and financing. The judges at Moscow's Basmani District Court ruled that Kabanov would be kept in custody until May 22nd, pending investigation and a trial. Russian state news agency news sources RIA Novosti said Kabanov was reportedly detained on April 11th for 15 days on the administrative charge of petty hooliganism. All right. Independent Russian media outlet Mediazona noted that this is a common practice used by Russian security forces to hold a person in custody while a criminal case is prepared against them. Four gunmen allegedly carried out the attack, firing into the crowd at the Crocus City Hall concert venue, according to the prior news sources reported. All right, y'all remember this. Some concert goers were shot at point blank range. Hundreds were injured, and the attackers also set the concert hall on fire, which is connected to a shopping mall, causing a partial collapse of the building and roofs. The shots were constant, eyewitnesses Dave Primiv told news sources. People panicked and started running. Some fell down and were trampled on. So you could just imagine the chaotic scene. 12 defendants have been arrested in this case, including the four who allegedly carried out the attack. Those four appeared in the same Moscow court at the end of March on terrorism charges and showed signs of severe beatings. All right. One appeared to be barely conscious during the hearing. The court ordered that the men, all of whom were identified in the media as citizens of Tajikistan, also be held in custody until May 22nd of this year, 2024. Understand me? A faction of the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the massacre. But Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin, have persistently claimed without presenting any type of evidence that Ukraine and the West had a role in this attack. Ukraine denies any involvement, and its officials claim that Moscow is pushing the allegation as a pretext to intensify its fighting in Ukraine. Right. Remember, I reported this shit a couple of months back ago. I was telling y'all about this one right here. I've been very slow with these podcasts. I don't know why I ain't been doing it. And plus, I've been kind of like doing some other things. I always got to explain myself, but I ain't going to explain myself too many. But this was happening in goddamn Moscow about that concert hall attack that killed 144 people. It was a crazy day. I talked about this. You can see it on my timeline. All right, so they detained another suspect as an accomplice in the attack by the gunmen on a suburban Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people in March. The Moscow City news sources was saying that the man name is Dzhamakhan Kurbanov. I don't know. I butchered his first name. I know that's not how you say it. He's a citizen of Tajikistan. Is accused of providing the attackers with means of communication and financing. The judge of Moscow Basmani District Court ruled that Kurbanov would be kept in custody until May 22nd, pending investigation and a trial. Russian state news media Novosti said Kurbanov was reportedly detained on April 11th for 15 days on an administrative charge of petty hooliganism, right? So he's probably like a thug or some shit. But I can't take heed to anything that comes out of Russia. You don't know what they, if they telling the truth or not. Same thing about America. You don't know if they telling the truth or not. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to make sense of this shit right here. So, independent Russian media outlet MediaZona noted that this is a common practice used by Russian security forces to hold a person in custody while a criminal case is being prepared against them. Four gunmen allegedly carried out the attack, firing into the crowd at the Crocus City Hall concert venue, according to prior news before. All right, some concert goers were shot at point blank range, hundreds were injured, and the attackers also set the concert hall on fire, which is connected to a shopping mall, all right, causing the partial collapse of the building. The building's roof. The shots were constant. Eyewitnesses told news sources people were panicked. They started to run. Some fell down and were trampled on. All of that right there. Had to give you that one right there. Anyway, moving along. Let me see what else is going on into the news. Let's see what's going down. All right. Florida. A Florida man charged with murdering a longtime girlfriend's 13-year-old daughter, all right? It was his girlfriend, the longtime boyfriend of a Central Florida mother whose teenage daughter was reported missing back in February, was charged Wednesday with the 13-year-old girl's murder. Officials stated, Stephen Stearns was charged with the first-degree murder for the killing of Madeline Soto, according to court records filed in Osceola County on Wednesday. Madeline Soto was reported missing back in February 26 after her mother, Jennifer Soto, said she didn't find her teenage daughter when she went to go pick her up from school. Her body was found in a wooded area several days later. State Attorney Andrew Bain said at a news conference that prosecutors haven't decided yet whether to seek the death penalty for Mr. Stearns. Bain wouldn't say whether the teenager's mother was suspected of any wrongdoing. All right, Andrew Bain, the state attorney. All right. Okay, so he said that the teenager's mother was suspected. They wouldn't say. They don't know, but they didn't say anything that if they suspect the teenager's mother of any wrongdoing, of any foul play with her missing daughter who was found dead in a wooded area. Though Kissimmee Police Chief Betty Holland said that that Jennifer Soto has cooperated with the detectives throughout the whole entire investigation. So Stearns was being held in jail with no bond. The online court docket showed that no defense attorney listed for Stearns for the murder charge. There was no listed attorney, so he probably got a freaking... Stearns already was facing dozens of charges of sexual battery on a child under 12 years old and unlawful possession of child sex abuse material related to Madeline Soto as well. He had been scheduled to be in court for those charges on Wednesday, but his public defender filed a motion to delay the trial as they continue to prepare their defense. All right. I had something that I posted on TikTok where there was I think this person is in Louisiana. I forgot which state it was. I think it was Louisiana, but I'm not sure. It's one of the southern states, and there was a guy that raped a 14-year-old, I believe, and I think he killed her, and then he's been prosecuted, and he got convicted of 40 years, I believe, and to be castrated at the same time. Castrated means that they're going to cut his private parts off. Some state legislator passed that shit. I posted it on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? All the information and details is on the TikTok. I don't even remember. You already know me. Sometimes I don't remember everything. Anyway, I think I'm going to end it right here. I was best supposed to put this goddamn episode out. I'd be late with the shit. Hey, I'm a human being. I'm not no robot. I'm not no AI robot. I give you what I can, goddamn. So don't get mad at me. Shit, fuck that shit. You know, I got enemies. I got friends, goddamn it. I got to play my motherfucking role. Don't you get pissed at me, motherfuckers. I'm having fun and joy doing this goddamn podcast with you all. I know I'm winning this shit. All right, I'm going to end it right here. I probably would have went a little bit longer, but I'm going to give you another one later on. I promise you I'm going to give you another one later on. I know y'all probably don't believe me, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get... I'm not pretty sure. I'm 100% factual that I'm going to freaking give you another one later on. All right? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. You know what to do. Just follow me on Instagram, or you can follow me on TikTok, where I'm very active on. All you got to do is type in Box Benji in the search engine. You already know what to do, and I'm going to keep telling you what to do so you can follow your boy, man. I'm the one who got the motherfucking news for you. Excuse my French, you know. A little bit, sometimes I'm irritated, sometimes I'm feeling good. But I'm feeling irritated and I'm feeling good at the same time. No, under the influence of any type of drug, goddammit. I'm just watching me some college baseball. Very hard week over here at the job site. But this is my job here too. And I gotta freaking tell y'all what the hell is going on. You see what I'm saying? Goddamn. The NBA playoffs, freaking... I don't think the Lakers going to make it. I think Denver's going to wipe, clean them out, you know? And then the Knicks, I ain't even keep up with the goddamn record and stuff. That's why I don't do too much of the sports news and stuff like that. But I do a little bit and stuff. But Denver is really kicking butt right now, all right? Minnesota is hanging in there. I still ain't keep up with their record because I fell asleep on Minnesota and the Phoenix. And then who else? Right now I can't even remember, but you already know this is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud, Box Benji. You already know what to do. Just follow me on that right there. I'ma holler at you later. Peace out.
Party at the bodega, I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho, head macho, Camacho. Top dog when executive, owner of the club, president. property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem Lights. Popping with his on the motorbike. Harlem, it's the Harlem Light.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem Nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Got them feeling lovely.
Gonna turn it up, please.